Hello, everyone. Let's see. Let me kind of work on this light a little bit for a minute. That's all right. Can y'all hear me? That's the most important part. I look like I'm should be outside. I'm kind of bundled up, but I'm just cold in my house. Oh, good. I got a couple of y'all raise your hands already. Awesome. Thank you. And Vicky. I don't see Vicky on here yet. Oh, no, that's a different Vicky. Okay. Vicky. I don't remember what her last name is. Or maybe that is Vicky. Okay. Vicky, is that you? Put in the comments if that's you that I talked to today about coaching. So awesome. You're in line. So I've got Amaka and Ala and Vicky. So yes, Vicky. Okay. Awesome. All right. Let's get going. Office hours coaching. I haven't done Tuesday night in a while. So it's, and I had to wear my glasses today. So it's a little glary with this light. I'm like Corinne. I don't usually wear my glasses, but did today. All right. Let's get going. Hey. Oh, let's see. I can't hear you. Yeah. Or say something. I didn't do it where.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Okay. How are you? What's up?
I'm here, so.
Okay, you're here.
I just been feeling just out of it in terms of like the program. And I first thought a few weeks ago that my gain was premenstrual because after I had a big gain, I got my period. So I was like, okay, maybe I was just feeling stressed. I needed to pay attention to my menstrual calendar. Mm-hmm. But since then, I've just been like having a lot more effort moments and overeating past my plus two. And, just like at a stall, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm at stage two now or if it's mm-hmm. or if I'm just like somewhere else, but I'm just struggling. I have a goal that I want to make before the retreat in April because I'm going, and then I have another goal that I had set up. My oldest friend I ever had since kindergarten, she's graduating med school in April at the end of April. Mm-hmm. And she like runs marathons and lives in Miami, bikini body and everything. So I said I want to be at least a certain weight for that because I don't want to be the really fat friend. So I got anxious, which is why I made the call because mm-hmm. one is a stall and two is I have this arbitrary goal that I want to make and I'm mm-hmm. not sure if that's helping me or hurting me.
Okay, let's start with the goal first, the Miami trip and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So why, again, talk more about why you want to be at a certain weight when you go to Miami.
Just, I feel like her family, the rest of her family are all thin or in good shape. And I feel like, I feel weird. Like, I don't know how to say that. I feel like I had nothing to offer, so I want to at least look decent. That's probably a really horrible thing to say, but I just don't, like, I don't know what to do. I don't see her that often, so when I see her, I want to look and be my best.
And what does it mean to be your best? What do you have to offer to when you go and see your friend?
I want to have more energy. I mean, I know I haven't seen her in about 4 years. We correspond, but haven't seen her since she started med school because med school is med school. So I want to be able to like do the fun things and not want to sleep in because I'm tired or not like motivated to do more things. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure mm-hmm. if I'm using the word like being thinner instead of just being more in shape.
And what do you think that she's thinking about you coming to visit? What does she think that she... What do you think that she is wanting from you or that she expects or?
Me to just be there and celebrate her achievement. Yeah. I was I was there before she even applied, and my brother actually helped her write her essay. So we're kind of in it, like my whole family's in it with her. So it's
more
like.
Do you think she cares how much you weigh?
No, no.
Do you think any of her family does?
No.
Any of that stuff, right?
No, yeah.
And I also hear like, I mean, I hear from you just, you know, you're thinking that you're like, right, you right now, Amaka right now, sitting here today is like not enough, not good, broken somehow, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I try to like hide or like minimize if I'm not having a good day or stuff like that, because I want to, I don't know why I have the goal of always get like putting my best foot forward in front of certain friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of them.
Yeah. And I think it's important to like, you know, come at it from her side, right? Like yeah. She just wants you to be there. I mean, y'all are friends, and this is something that you can kind of think about and maybe journal on and stuff. Like, why are you friends? What do you love about her? And what does she love about you? And it probably doesn't have anything to do with your weight or, you know, anything like that, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not that, and I've just been doing a lot of thinking today about goals and stuff. And it's not like, it's not bad to set a goal, right? But you want to come at it from the right, you know, from the right place.
Yeah.
Not from a place of, the place where you were, where you want more energy, you want to do that. And, you know, that's definitely from a better place, right? Than I'm afraid of what people will think of me. I weighed less maybe when I saw her last, you know, people will judge me. That's basically. And then also you're coming from a place I hear like, that, you know, you don't like yourself right now, that you know, there's something not right about you right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always say like, you can't hate yourself on the way down the scale. You have to come from a place of like loving yourself right now before you can, because, you know, that if the self-judgment is already there, then just, you know, the first time you make a mistake or anything, it's going to be like, you know, out the window. You're just going to quit. Yeah. So it's like, just like setting a goal, but then really focusing on having the right reasons or the, you know, liking your reasons for setting the goal. And again, I think you started with that, with the whole energy level thing and that kind of stuff. Like you want to enjoy your experience while you're there.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely come up with some other reasons. I mean, what other reasons could you
I want to be able, I don't really have, I got, like I did a big closet purge. So I want to be able to shop for nice clothes for the graduation and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you can, like you're saying, like you can do that before you go, you can maybe buy some nice clothes and stuff. Yeah. You know, definitely just thinking about the experience that you want to have there. Like that's, you know, that's not focused on food necessarily. That's not focused on, you know, what other people think of you. But like what other experience, you know, kind of take yourself to that future self where, you know, even like when you're flying back from your trip there, like how do you want to think and feel? Like, oh my gosh, that was the best experience ever because, you know, fill in the blank. So, you know, kind of think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But in terms of your, you said you were, you've been in a, like in a rut, or you've been in a,
yeah,
kind of a, say, go ahead.
I've been in kind of a rut. And I'm tied into like, well, I'm not sure if I want to get into that, but like just the stress management. I feel like I have that like split second where if I'm stressed, instead of being like, okay, I'm stressed, it's just, it'll pass, move on and do what you got to do. I've been more prone to say F it and eat more recently. So I'm kind of tying that into the rut. And I'm trying to figure out what I can say to myself or what can I remind myself so that I can, you know, not go like that.
Okay. That so what can you say to yourself?
That's what I was thinking about, having some goals. And I think spending it and having goals that are not, have a negative connotation. towards it. So I want to be able to fit. I want to be able to shop in places.
Right.
I want to have more energy.
Yeah.
I want to remember seeing her family and friends versus worrying about what I'm going to eat.
Right.
And stuff like that. Because I'm going to be there for a couple of days, and I know I'm going to have some lulls where we're not going to be doing med school, mm-hmm. graduation stuff, and I might see other people. So I want to be able to just not be so anxious about that stuff and just, like, be there.
I think it's also important for you to focus on, like, and this is the whole thing about goals that I've been thinking about today, like, the person that you're going to become getting to that goal, right? Yeah. Because, you know, it's not like your life is going to begin when you go on that trip or,
yeah.
or after that trip, or even like when you go shopping or whatever. I mean, your life is happening now. And
yeah.
so, like, what can you even change, like, today to become, you know, that better version of yourself? And it's all about for you. I mean, I know, you know, the basics and you've had success with them and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, I mean, it's just habits, right? It's like, I've been reading Atomic Habits, and it's like that habit of saying F it, you know, I'm just going to eat. That's just a habit that's kind of creeping back in for you.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, that's all it is. It probably doesn't mean anything more than just, you know, you did it once and then you're like, well, I'll just do it one more time, or, you know, I'll do better tomorrow, or whatever it is. So all these little small, tiny choices. And so for you, it's like, I mean, the solution is just to make a small, tiny choice in the other direction. And then that's when the, you know, and then you just start to kind of build momentum from there in the right direction. It's nothing, you know, and obviously you can definitely have those thoughts that are gonna, you know, support you going in that direction, but it's still gonna be super uncomfortable, you know, when you're like, when you said, yeah, you know, when you said F it and eat and whatever, and then you decide to say no. And, but you just, you know why you're signing up for that discomfort, you know, why you're signing up for, you know, a little bit of crappiness. And then you start to be like, oh, okay, if I can do that, if I did that once and I'm okay, I survived, and you can keep going and kind of build some momentum, build some motivation. So that's, you know, it's as simple as that, really. It's like, I don't even think it really helps you to say, like, you're in a rut or you're stuck or whatever, because it's not, you're not stuck. You know, you're like, you're literally one choice away from, you know, turning it around. It's not like you've got to dig yourself out of a, you know, out of a rut or whatever, right? It's like, I mean, you're literally one choice. It's so powerful. I just experienced this a couple weeks or a week or so ago, and where I had an urge and I, you know, I didn't respond to it. And it was such a big deal. It was only one choice, right? But it has built from there, and I have, you know, done really well. And so it's like, you know, all it takes is that one choice, and then you're right back on track. So it's, you know, it's not thinking like it's some big, you know, big thing to overcome. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what I was putting it onto myself. Like, I'm, you know, 6 feet, that's kind of morbid, but yeah. so far deep that I can't get out, but
right.
Yeah.
And our brains just want to go there. Well, our brain just wants to, like, make it a big deal. But when you tell yourself, no, this is not a big deal, I'm one choice away. That was something Corinne said a few camps ago. Like, you're one choice away from changing your life. You're one choice away from getting right back on track. That's all it is.
Okay.
Not saying that's going to be the easiest choice in the world.
Okay.
But so
got
worth
some
it.
Work to do.
Yeah. Well, you just got to make one choice, right? And then just keep making another one and another one. So
let's see.
Okay. Oh, I think I froze up a little bit, maybe. Or she did. It says my internet is unstable. Let's wait a second. Oh, hold on. Let me do this. Uh-oh. Sorry about that.
No worries. No, I was just saying that I have some work to do, but this was helpful, kind of getting my mindset a little change to not feel so defeated, because it doesn't help anybody.
No, you want to feel like, you know, if you think about the model, right? Like, you know, you want to feel willing, you know, you want to feel like curious, but you also, you know, there's uncomfortable is in that feeling line, right? I mean, you got, you know, you're signing up from some discomfort, but again, it's so worth it. And it's so, you know, and it gets less and less uncomfortable the more that you do it.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. Yeah, y'all, hopefully my internet will be okay. I think I fixed something that will prevent that from happening again. Okay, let's see. Ala, you are next. Hey there. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good, thank you. Good. So I want to give you an update on my interview, since if you recall, that was 6 weeks ago. It's like the longest process ever. And then I need one thing to pick your brain on from a coaching perspective.
Okay.
So I actually had the interview today with the hiring manager that started our relationship. I feel like now I have to give you an update on this, right?
Love it.
So 6 weeks later, I finally met with the hiring manager in person, and I really worked on managing my mind. So I did a model before I got there, and it's amazing how, if you just think it through, how different a result was. And I don't necessarily think the interview went better or worse than the phone interview did. It's just how I perceived it after and how I feel about it is just so much different. So I did a model, and last week I had an interview for the same job with, because this is like a bigger role, so there's a lot of people I'm interviewing with. So I did it last week, and then I did pretty much the same model last night preparing for this interview. And it's just really, the manager was still asking a lot of clarifying questions, which is what my issue was last time. But just the way I thought about it this time was more positive. And I came out just feeling so much better about it. And it definitely helped me see her, because I'm a very visual person. So when she was asking me the clarifying questions, you know, I didn't see anger or things that I was perceiving in my mind last time, because I was just reacting or, you know, making stuff up in my brain because I couldn't see her. So the interviews is going well. I hopefully have two more, and then I should know within the next couple of weeks. Awesome. So I just wanted to give you that update, because, you know, the model really worked. And obviously the actions that I took to prepare for the interview, which were part of my model, and my feeling was to feel confident. Mm-hmm. And my result was to have a successful interview. And then what I did to kind of get myself going on the TDL after is, you know, last night when I did the model, today, you know, I started TDL with, how did the interview go? So I just wrote that as a question. Mm-hmm. To probe myself in, you know, reassessing again, and then, you know, really getting all of this out of my head. So it's been awesome, and I can't thank you enough. And like I said,
that's awesome. I love how you said, like, you saw her, like you saw her in a different way. Like, you saw her one way in that first, mm-hmm. in that phone interview, because you just had a story about what was going on. Right. And so you saw her,
right.
And then you just decided to change your story, which we can all do, which we all have the power to do. And you saw her in a totally different way. And whatever she was asking, you made it mean something totally different. And that's so cool to you know, to hear about that, you know, it's the model in action, right? In terms of,
yeah,
you know, able to really change things.
Yeah, and it's short 6 weeks, right? And obviously, you know, I really started that whole interview, started the whole TDLing that I wasn't doing before, the recovery worksheets I wasn't doing before. So just to for me to feel the progress that I made. And a couple of times, you know, when I was driving home and I felt good, but a couple of times I, you know, it, you could almost like start it in my brain of second guessing, and I just shut it down. Yeah. And I said, nope, you know, you did well. This is how she is. And I TDL'd about it right before the call as well to kind of work through it even more.
Yeah.
So it's working and I'm very happy. So one of the things that I do want to get your thoughts on is, and it's kind of similar to Amaka's feedback on, is it the stage two for me? So and maybe stage two means different things for different people.
Could be.
I'm progressing. I'm doing well. I'm doing all this mind work. And so I can see the progress and the weight is progressing, but to me, it's almost becoming reverse. You know, the weight is not the primary goal anymore. It's all this depth of knowledge that I have about myself and things I need to work on. So I don't feel like I'm in stage two because I'm very positive and I'm very excited, you know, to do this work. Mm-hmm. One thing I noticed, two of the three main triggers for me for overeating is boredom and being tired. And then third is the reward system. That's why I always overate. So what I notice now when I do the recovery worksheets, I'm still doing them. It's part of my routine, but I'm getting to start feeling like, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I just dreading it, you know, now.
Right.
And the reason why I'm dreading it, and maybe I think it'll be helpful to have the overeating course that's going to kick off next week, because I know Corinne did a lot of work on the recovery worksheets themselves.
Yes.
But I'm finding that I'm writing the same things over and over again. Like I memorize the questions already. I don't need to look at it. I just write it, you know, the question, answer. So because it's becoming very routine, and I'm one of those people that I get very complacent when I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding it's like the overeating, you know, I'm not overeating, but the recovery worksheet is giving me that negative, like pit in my stomach. Like today, I didn't eat lunch because when I interview, I try not to because I don't want to screw up my stomach. And I was like at -4 around 3 o'clock because I had breakfast at 8:30 and I had chocolate planned. And of course, I wasn't planning to eat it like at 3, you know, like as my first meal after breakfast. But I went and I got a chocolate protein shake. And I was going to count that as my chocolate and as my, I know, snack. So that wasn't the off-plan eat that I was recovering about. It was the chocolate chip avocado muffin that was staring right at me. Mm-hmm. So what I noticed is I eat a lot of my like fog and automatic eating that I'm not aware of is when my food is being made. So when my food is being made, when my food is being reheated, it's like, I feel like I'm like my dog. Like I cannot wait, right? Like I have to have it. So I, you know, that's where a lot of my overeating that still happens now is I notice it. So I don't eat as much. Mm-hmm. And before I think it was just part of my automatic thing. As I'm heating up my dinner, I'm having half of my appetizer that wasn't planned, right? Or kids' food, or in this situation, it was the top of the muffin. It wasn't the whole muffin because I realized what I was doing and it wasn't even that good. So I threw it out and then I had my shake and I only had half of it because that was my two. So the reason why I was recovering is because the chocolate chip muffin, in my mind, wasn't the plan. It was an impulsive decision, so I want to recover. But I didn't find anything new or different in my recovery work because this is what I've been doing for the last 6 weeks.
Okay, so I have a few things for you. First off, with stage two, and I want everybody, because Amaka was talking about the four stages of weight loss as well. I want y'all to go back and review that, like listen to that one again. I mean, stage two could literally be, you know, a few days and then you're done with it, you know, or it could be like, you know, months and months or even years, right? I mean, so it's totally different. There's nothing standard about stage two, but there's also no reason to have like fear about it that, you know, that like, oh, when is it coming? Does this mean I'm in stage two? You know, it's just like, just go with it. Don't overthink it in terms of like, you probably are, just because you're starting to kind of like get tired of things, you know, not really wanting to do things. But again, but there's also like, stage two can just literally be something like you get tired of doing the worksheets, but then you just manage your mind around it and then you're done and you're on to stage three. It doesn't have to get super, super miserable either. You know, it can have certain kind of levels of misery, you know, the river of misery.
It
doesn't have to be this horrible thing either, but it's probably just going to be something like, you know, you're not going to want to do things anymore. Things are just going to get not as exciting. You're going to get bored or whatever. So that's stage two. But so the recovery worksheet, it is being the course is up right now. Like the workbook is up. You can go ahead and print it out.
Yep, I saw it. I just didn't get a chance to print it because I was working from home. I'll do
so. The new worksheet, you are not going to be able to memorize all the questions because there are more questions now, and they are like deeper. And I mean, I love the update because the recovery works. It needed some updates. You know, I actually had some ideas about, you know, what I wanted to change. So I don't think that will be an issue anymore in terms of, you know, it is. She rewrote it to where, like, you really have to sit down and do it. You know, it's not like you can kind of just remember the questions and do the same thing over and over again. It really kind of works to prevent that, because that's been a lot of people's thing, was that, like, they were just saying the same thing over and over again, not really translating that into action for the future. And so that's what there's actually two worksheets now. There's one where it's like a I don't think I have it in here, but it's a 2-minute drill. So like, if you don't have time to do the full recovery worksheet right away, then you can just, you know, run to the bathroom or wherever you are and do like a quick, you know, just, it's more like the old recovery worksheet. It's like, it's pretty short, and you just kind of do your thoughts real quick, like a quick thought download on kind of what happened and stuff. And then there's the full recovery worksheet that, again, is just very thorough, really. So I think that that's going to kind of solve that problem in terms of, you know, you're going to be really learning and then applying. And so, you know, it's not going to be an issue of, you know, not really getting anything out of them, for sure. So, there was something else that you were talking about, but now
I think it's not the actual recovery worksheet that I think maybe what I'm concerned about is really my MO is I get bored. I'm one of those people. I constantly have to be entertained myself. I like to entertain. I need to be busy. I like to use my brain. So when things become mundane or routine-y, I get complacent. And that's why I was saying, I don't think I'm in stage two, because the only piece of the whole PNP world right now that I'm not excited about is the recovery worksheet, because it's so routine. And to me now, it's like boring. It doesn't add value because I kind of know what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. I'm more aware of it. It's automatic. Just keep doing. So I keep saying, what will you do next? Pause. You know, that's the hard thing to do. What did I learn? I still do automatic fog eating on impulse, right? So.
Okay, so here's the thing. You got to practice being bored is what you got to do. And I'm thinking about a specific situation with like, you know, waiting for your food to warm up or something like that. That's probably boring, right? Like you're hungry.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on. You're just waiting for the food. And I want you to, you know, sit there and wait on the food and be bored. There's nothing wrong with being bored. There's nothing bad about being bored. We're bored all the time. And we need to practice being bored, because it's not, I mean, it's just another feeling that you're trying to escape, just like, you know, anything else. And I love the way, you know, Corinne will coach people on boredom sometimes. And she's like, we need to be bored sometimes. We don't have to be entertained all the time. That's why we're overeating. Because we're looking for entertainment. We need to be okay with being bored sometimes.
That's very interesting.
Another way you can practice is like when you are, you know, in the car, you know, turn the radio off, turn everything off, and just practice, you know, sit with, it's totally uncomfortable, right? Sit with the discomfort of not doing anything. Let's say you're waiting in line at the, you know, at the, you know, DMV or at the grocery store or something, like you're waiting in line somewhere and you're bored. Don't get out your phone. Don't, I mean, just stand there and sit with the discomfort, you know, because again, we've got to be able to be bored sometimes so that we're not looking. I mean, even if we take the food away, we want to replace it with something else. We want to replace it with shopping, with, you know, our phone. You know, in this day and age, it's like we could never be bored because we have so much going on. You know, we have so many options, but we need to still be bored because we just need to practice feeling every emotion and being okay with it and knowing that we're going to survive it.
Yeah. And that's a very interesting connection that you just made, because I said two sides of boredom. You know, I knew right away one of the reasons why I overeat is I'm when I'm bored. It's one of the things I've done for years. And then I know stuff, you know, for everything but food, at work, at home, I'm busy, busy. I, you know, hyper brain. I go, 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 go. And yeah, I mean, that is, wow. You literally just opened my eyes. Just even the thought of being bored is giving me, like, you know, a rock on my chest, you know, the emotions that I'm feeling, like, gives me anxiety just even thinking about the fact that I could just be bored. And I don't like that. So yeah. So I have to, I guess, work on that.
Yes. I mean, when it brings up those kind of, you know, feelings, when it brings up the anxiety, when you think, when you kind of panic a little bit thinking about it, mm-hmm. that's something that you need to face, right? You need to work on, because we want to be, again, we want to be able to handle any emotion
right.
without food or any other type of, you know, we call it buffering, like, you know, drinking, shopping, going on Facebook, you know, looking at our phone. We want to just be able to sit with ourselves and be okay with it. And meditation is a really good way to practice that, where you're just literally sitting there, you know, aware of your body, aware of your breathing. I've been practicing meditation, and, you know, and your brain wants to go off in all these other directions, and you just practice refocusing on your breathing and your body and all that kind of stuff. And so it's just a way to, you know, to practice being bored, being, you know, being quiet, being mindful. And, you know, you're doing the mind work, but I think you're probably doing it, and you're doing all this other stuff too, you know?
Oh yeah.
And yes, so for you, I think that would be powerful, even like a, you know, a starting a meditation practice or something.
Yeah, because the funny thing is all my life, when people are like, you should meditate, or I went to yoga for like 10 minutes and then I'm like, this is crazy. I'm just sitting here. I'm wasting all this time. I walked out. I'm one of those people that I respect people so much. I would never walk out of something and I'll suffer through it, but not the yoga and Tai Chi. Tai Chi was another thing I went to for like 10 minutes and I walked out of it because I just couldn't handle sitting there in peace with my own thoughts. Like, I just couldn't relax. I was like obsessing about just wasting time. And yeah, for me, I guess being bored is just, yeah, goes against everything I've ever done and thought of, but I have to deal with it, because a lot of my overeating is just so much better and under control, but that, now I notice, why can't I just wait 5 minutes to heat up my food? Like, I cannot be this hungry because I'm not at -7. I'm still at -2. And, you know, I have to either redirect myself with something else or go to another room. Otherwise, I'm eating half of my kids' dinner, you know.
And so which for I don't you, know, it's also it. Just like setting up some rules for yourself, you know, as part of your protocol, as part of your, you don't, I mean, and things that I have on mind is, you know, I don't eat standing up. I don't eat in the car. And so, but one for you, it could be like, I don't eat waiting for other food to heat up or waiting for other food to be ready, you know? And of course you do that by, you know, not putting it on your plan too. But yeah, it's like, or I, you know, really kind of saying, you know, I don't eat just because I've gotten past my -2. You know, I will be okay. I will, you know, I can wait a few more minutes to eat, even though I'm, you know, past my -2. So, yeah. And that's something I've dealt with before too. Like, if I get a little bit overly hungry and I'm like, oh, I need to go eat. And then as I'm, you know, assembling my salad or warming something up, it's like, oh, I have a little bit. And, you know, that's something that I don't want him to get in the habit of doing. So okay. It's totally, you know, totally common, but it's, I mean, you're totally aware of it, right? You're just, you mm-hmm. know, recognizing it. And then now you can kind of learn from it and move forward. So.
Well, it's giving me crazy anxiety even thinking about it and talking about it, but I have to work on it because it's giving me crazy anxiety. And I just have to remember of everything I already overcame that were so much worse than boredom. You know, so
yes. You can handle
it could be so much worse, right? It could be all these other things.
I mean, it could be something like anger or sadness or, you know, terror or, you know, I mean, think about all the feelings that you could practice feeling, and boredom, you can handle that, right? I mean, it's going to be uncomfortable too, but, you know, for a while, but you can do that. You can do that. Start with like, you know, a minute, 30 seconds, a minute.
Yes.
Like that. And then build from there. All right.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so
much. Later.
Bye.
Okay. Shannon. Yes, you just raise your hand. You don't, this coaching is, there's no schedule. Yes. Okay. So you're in line. So Vicky's up next, then Kim, and then Shannon is after her. So Vicky, you are up. Hey, let's see. Say something. Let me see if I can hear you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Check your settings and see. And you too, Shannon. I know y'all are both new to this coaching. There we go. Are you there? Hello? I don't know why I'm not. I usually have to unmute you all, but that is not. Let's see. Let me try that. I did ask to start video. Let's see. There you are. Say something. Can you say something? I'm going to have you check your settings. Oh, let's see. Hold, here we go. Hold on. Don't press any buttons, okay?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay, but I can't see you. Can you see me?
I can see you. Fine.
Okay, great.
Okay. That's what counts. You're on you're on screen. So
great.
Glad you got here.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. It's been a crazy week. With my husband breaking his leg last week. Oh God.
Yes.
But I'm surviving, and I'm just kind of throwing everything into taking care of him, and it's keeping me focused on me. So
okay, good. That's the thing. Oh. It's like sometimes taking care of someone else can kind of cause you to take care of yourself too, right?
And so absolutely.
Because I mean, you got to be there to take care of him. So all right. So what's up? What you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we just got back from traveling and I just have been throwing myself back into everything. And I've been in P&P for almost a year and I've never done a coaching call. So this was one of my goals I wrote down from last week. And so I'm so happy I got on here.
Yes.
So one of our biggest issues that I'm trying to work through is drama around food when going out, and not kind of your normal drama around food. This is kind of a weird one. So, I mean, Joe and I, we rarely have any conflict. I mean, good grief, we just finished traveling for 6 weeks and we still are planning our next adventure instead of saying, I need a break from you. So that's good.
Yeah.
But when we go out to eat, and I figured out how to mitigate this when, you know, if we're going down to Denver for the day or a city or something, I can just start planning ahead of time, finding something online. We make a plan. And that's where we're going to go have dinner and where it works for both of us. And with him, I don't know if it's more in a small town with very few restaurant choices, but if we go to the city, I mean, everything has to be a party in his mouth. It has to be an amazing experience. It can't be a chain restaurant. It has to be just fantastic. And that's great and wonderful when I can plan that. But when we're traveling and we're limited to internet only when we have Wi-Fi, that causes a lot of conflict. And for example, about a month ago, we landed at our hotel, threw our bags down, said, let's go get some dinner. And that was at 6 o'clock. And about 7, I said, I've got to eat in the next half hour. I am getting, you know, beyond my negative two. And I know what happens if I get too far down. I make poor choices and I kind of get a fucking attitude and just give me a burger and fries. I'm just too angry and hangry to care at that point. But every restaurant around the corner might be a better experience. So the next thing I know, it's 9:30 at night and we're still trying to find a place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a consistent issue that we have. And I don't want it to turn into where I feel like I'm keeping score, that we always go where you want to go. We never go where I want to go. But sometimes I feel like I give in because I just don't want the conflict, because I feel like it's just a stupid, stupid thing to have a fight about. But it's causing a lot of drama, and especially around the whole food thing. And through all of my—
Okay, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. Because you said sometimes you just give in because you don't want the conflict. So what's wrong with that? I mean, is there anything? I mean, you just made a choice.
I feel like it's a dumb thing to argue about.
Okay. And that's your thought about it, right? And that's fine. And that results in you just going with what he wants. So that sounds like a good choice sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no drama around that, right?
Right.
So, and you said, you know, you're not keeping score. So it sounds like the drama is around you getting past your negative two and there's not food sitting in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's part of it. And it's, you know, I feel like I'm pretty open to eat a lot of stuff, and it's that, you know, nothing's ever good enough as far as restaurants, and let's just go 20 more minutes, and then 20 minutes turns into 2 hours. And it's just, I know his MO. And so I start getting frustrated and defensive, and it just makes it even worse.
Okay. So here's something where you could really utilize boundaries, where you could tell him that this is when, you know, I would like to eat by this time. And if we have not decided on a restaurant by this time, I am going to go and eat somewhere with or without you.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
And boundaries again, I mean, boundaries are, the way we think of boundaries are a little bit different than what I'm talking about. Like, this is a thing that's kind of a little bit different. But it's a boundary for you, right? You're setting it for you.
Yeah.
And you're saying, okay, you know, I don't want to get too hungry. So this is what I'm going, if you do this, or if you do this, I will do this. And then you have to follow through with it. And, you know, and he can say yes or no, you know, it's totally up to him, but you follow through on what you need to do and what is best for you.
I really like that. And that's such kind of a simple solution. I don't know why that's never popped up.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah. Because I mean, it sounds like, you know, it may have been something like, well, I don't want to, like, you know, give them a ultimatum or something like that, but it's all, but you know, but you're arguing anyway, right? I mean, you end up kind of arguing and you're getting hangry and all this stuff. And it's like, it could just be simple if it's just like, okay, you know, we don't know where we're going to eat, but this is when I plan on eating dinner. So if we, you know, if you haven't found the all-time best place ever by 7 o'clock, you know, I am going, you know, going to find a place and I'll eat by myself if I need to. And you could feel free to keep going, you know, whatever. So that's kind of one thing, right? But I also want you to just kind of think about, you were talking about, you know, waiting past your negative two to eat, like that is just something that you cannot do.
Yeah. It pushes my comfort level because I thrive on being in a routine. So breakfast at the same time, dinner at the same time. And of course all that goes out the window when you're traveling. You're just trying to get by the best that you can sometimes because you don't know where you're going to be at a certain time. But
yeah. But I want you to work on, I mean, you obviously love, y'all love traveling and you're out of your normal routine then and you handle it. So what do you, how do you handle that when you're traveling and you're not in your routine?
we share a lot of meals. I made my plan every day while mm-hmm. we were on vacation, mm-hmm. even with the whacked out time zones and times differences. Yeah. I was still texting my accountability partners, and you know, I made it work. I allowed more flexibility, I think, because I was on vacation. And that's something I've been working on a lot too in the last year, is that I don't do well with change sometimes. And so I'm learning to be more flexible where, when I am in uncomfortable situations, I can adapt to it better.
Mm-hmm.
So
it sounds like you are good with change. You know, you're figuring it out. You're kind of putting routines in place, putting new routines in place when you're in a different environment. You're yeah. working on all this stuff, and I almost think kind of the whole hunger scale thing is just kind of your next level thing to work on. Like, you know, I'm going to practice being okay with being like at a -3 or -4 before I eat, and prove to myself that I can survive and I'll be okay. It'll be uncomfortable, just like all this other stuff was uncomfortable for a while. And then I experienced it, and I knew I proved to myself that I can do it and I can be okay. And I move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's exactly what I need to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I will work on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's just practicing, you know, 'cause you were kind of saying it like it was a fact, like I cannot go past, you know, -2 or -3 and, you know, and be okay without yeah. eating. And that's yeah. not a fact, right? That's your thought. That's just a thought. And so it's like, it's time to kind of challenge some of those thoughts. I heard another thought, like, I'm not good with change. And I mean, I'm calling BS on that one already. I mean, you know, so just think about these stories you're telling yourself, you know, it's like, they're just stories. They're not facts.
Yeah.
And
when
so,
I'm good at telling myself stories, I'm so good at that.
And that's where journaling comes in. This is for everybody, right? That's like where you can kind of write all of your stories and kind of see them on paper and see, like, you know, that's not necessarily a fact. That's just my thought about it, you know, all this stuff. So yeah, it's just, you're just working on stuff gradually, and you're doing great. But it's like, it's remembering that, oh, okay, I figured this out. This is my next thing to figure out. This is my next thing to practice and figure out. So anything else?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right. And you can check this off the list, right? With you did
yes.
your coaching call. You survived.
I'm going to keep doing them.
Good. Good. Well, every yeah. Saturday and Tuesday, either Kathy or I are here. So yeah. And no appointment necessary. And so just jump on whenever.
Yeah, that's awesome, because my schedule is so crazy that the office hours are perfect. Although I did try to get on an hour earlier because I didn't realize that the schedule was in my time zone. So
yes.
I thought it was at 4 o'clock Mountain and there was no one there.
Yes. Yeah, that's a little confusing. But once you figure it out, you know, you get it. But
yeah.
So yeah, this is Central Time. But again, I know y'all see it on the calendar in your time zone. So yeah. All right. Thanks
all right.
So
well,
much.
Thank you so much, Betsy.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Making a few notes here. Kim, you're next. Let's see. Hey. Oh, I can't hear you. Hold on. Is there anything you can do for me to hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. What did you do? Do you know?
On the left button, there was join audio on my computer.
Okay.
Because
I'm thinking I may need to tell some other folks that. So, okay.
But it kind of gave me a clue on the bottom left.
Okay, on the bottom left. Awesome. Okay.
At least for a Mac.
Hmm?
At least for a Macintosh.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, it should be the same for everybody. So
you never know.
You never know, though. You never know. You're right. All right. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. And I have a list.
Oh, so, okay.
However, because I, well, yeah, whatever. First, a couple of housekeeping.
Okay.
Is there a place that I can find questions of the day on my daily plan? Like provoking questions, I guess. Is there a list of them? Because I'm not very creative when I'm doing my plan.
Okay. So I have a couple of places. So in the No BS, there is a unit called Right Question, Right Answer. And it is in the Fat Girl Thinking module.
Okay.
So there's definitely ideas there. And then I don't know if we still do question of the day in the Facebook group. I think maybe we moved away from that. But if you just search in the Facebook group, we used to, like, every week we would do a post and say, what's your question of the day? And so if you just search for question of the day in the Facebook group, there should be some older posts that will come up and you'll have a million ideas there. And okay. Kim, I will, what's your last name, Kim?
Lopnow, L-O-2-P-S-N-O-W, Lopnow, okay. Not later.
Okay. And you're on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yep. I'll also see if I can find those after, the call is over with, and I'll tag you.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Then, but because there's a million ideas in there. Yeah.
Goals for the day. Mm-hmm. I have done both in the sense of work and life and food, mm-hmm. but they don't, are those supposed to be like daily? Like I'm getting kind of.
Yeah. And they're okay. First off, there are some instructions at the beginning of the planner. Yeah. And I actually wrote some of those, and I'm not sure if we included those or not, but if not, we need to. But so look in there. But also, yeah, I mean, it's totally up to you. But what I do is usually like something I want to get done by the end of the day. Since it's a daily page, you know, pages anyway, they're daily pages, then I do daily goals there. So, for example, I will do one of them is always I'll get my water in, you know, because there's not like another space for water. Some people use that W as water.
In that circle. In yeah. the circle?
Yeah.
That's my
answer. Yeah, and that's fine too. But I put water in there. I will put like, you know, I need to call and make a doctor's appointment or something.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, those kind of things. And I usually do it for non, you know, work stuff. It's like for personal stuff. You know, go get, you know, go to the pharmacy or whatever it is, you know, errands or something I need to run. But that's how I do it, but it's totally up to you.
Well, and that's why I wasn't sure in the respect that I also, I don't know. The overall thing for me is I started in September. Mm-hmm. Actually, I started as a groupie. Mm-hmm. I lost 10 pounds. So I was like, I can do this. This is a great little system. And then I joined. And then I kind of got a little overwhelmed mm-hmm. with all the thought work.
Mm-hmm.
And Corinne at some point, I don't know, a podcast, whatever, kind of gave permission of, if you're not ready to lose weight because you have a bigger challenge or something in the way, mm-hmm. take care of it. And mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. I think I did. Mm-hmm. And now I'm trying to get back to the mindset of losing weight, which... so I guess that's what I'm trying to restart, recharge, and still stay on track. I don't know how.
Yeah. So like when you were
I'm a little overwhelmed because I'm in the midst of Fat Girls section, and then I just in the car listen to the accountability section. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that you will tell me. Focus here.
Yes, I can absolutely tell you that. To focus on, I mean, to go back to like you were, pretend you're a groupie again. This is a great little system and I can do this. Period. Four basics. Period.
So I don't have to get complicated. Well, I guess it's the thought download, the model.
I don't have to do any of that stuff.
Really?
I mean, if you are going to, when you are a groupie,
I do have mind games.
But if those are, as long as those don't mess with you doing those four basics, then the mind games can wait.
Okay.
You know? Or the mind games can, you know, you can work on the mind games too. But I mean, again, go back to when you were a groupie. Like, I can do this little system. This is great. You know, this is what I am supposed to focus on right now. I am here to lose weight.
I don't have to complicate it.
I don't have to complicate it. I don't have to overthink it. I don't have to do all these courses. Forget that accountability course. Forget the course that's coming out this month. Forget the course that's coming out next month. You know?
Okay. So the thought process that I went to, because I've thought, okay, is maybe during, as a groupie, I was too restrictive. And I don't think I was, but I don't, because...
Well, and you can work on that little piece, right? Where go back to the fresh start module in No BS. Just focus on that one module, and that will address all the stuff about a realistic plan and, you know, all the basics. But yeah, but I mean, I think you've probably been a member for a while now. If that plan,
I've been doing the daily plan.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't dieting or. Mm-hmm. I'm the level up. I wasn't leveling up. I wasn't minus plus two. I really wasn't, because I was focusing on a new job, work goals, all of that. Like it was a big thing in front of me that I was not functioning in the weight loss world. It just wasn't for me right at the moment, because I had to really get a handle on the new job. So that was huge. It was so huge and so successful, really, because I have not gained weight.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, yeah. Was I accountable on the daily plan every day? Absolutely not. But it wasn't, I was definitely aware, and I've created this awareness since September that I'm feeling a little raw in the respect of it.
Yeah. And that's totally normal. Yeah. Because all your thoughts are kind of opening up to you, right? And you're feeling.
Right. Right.
Totally normal. Like, yeah.
Yep. Ran out of, like, at some point she said on the daily assessment or whatever, write down a positive thing about yourself and don't repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped because I couldn't think of any more, mm-hmm. which is just like mind blowing on the side there. And now I'm trying to assess my goals, because mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's too touchy. Mm-hmm. And now I'm doing the goal thing, which I put down 20 goals, but a lot of them are similar. So I'm critiquing that. I'm like, all the way through, I'm judging, which I have to let go of.
20 goals?
Well, that's what she said on something. And somewhere along the line in the accountability, she's like, list down all your goals. List down 20. Like, it was just casual. But for some reason, that number stuck in my head. So I wrote down 20. And some of them are, like, on top of each other.
Yeah.
Like, I specifically wrote where I wanted to travel, like, four different places. So there's four different goals.
Yeah.
So believe me, I got 20.
well, I mean, I don't know exactly where that is, but she's also said, like, you know, she had done a lot of goals, like for 2019, you know, for the year,
and
she simplified it down to like two or three now. And so it's all about simplifying and constraining.
Actually, this is not goals. This is why I want to lose weight.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay. Compelling reasons. Yes.
Compelling reasons.
Yes. Perfect. So okay, that's great. Yeah, you want to have as many of those as you can, because...
Yeah. She also said to write them down every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting to three or four a week. Like, that's, let's just go there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm up to 21.
Well, yeah, that's great, because, I mean, again, you want to have as many reasons as you can to lose weight, because, you know, when something gets hard and you know, you don't want to say no to this, or you don't want to get up and, you know, do this or whatever, then you can find one of those compelling reasons that will help you do it anyway.
Okay. So, and I'm sure I have a couple other things on this list, but protocols. Can I have different protocols? Meaning I travel, so I'm in the car a lot. I don't often have, like, I have to make a protocol, because I don't feel like not eating in the car is an option for me right now.
Yeah. You can have a travel protocol. You can have a home protocol for sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that could, you know, kind of change things up a little bit, but, you know, anywhere you are, no matter what you're doing, you've got your four basics, right? You've got your, you know, we always say you can take your stomach and your brain wherever you go. So, you know, you can follow the hunger scale.
Sometimes my stomach leads first, but yes,
You can make the best choices that you can. You can get your water and your sleep in, you know, as best you can and all that. So, I mean, it's not any more complicated than that.
Well, this was my first call, and I think I just wanted to get that part over with. I survived that.
Oh, I love it. And I love the list because, like, I think we're similar. You know, we want to just get our questions answered. And, but I also, you know, for a lot of questions, there aren't any hard and fast, you know, answers, right? Like hard and fast rules. It's like, you just got to figure out what works for you, but simplify. I think for you, it's just simplify. And just, you figured out how to maintain your weight, right? By what you're doing now. You're playing.
I don't know if I figured it out or it just happened. Like, I'm not sure. Like,
no, I think you figured it out because, I mean, you're doing your plan every day, right? And you're assessing. And so it sounds like you're making that realistic plan that is allowing you to maintain your weight. And now it's just time to kind of level up just a little bit, you know? We're not talking super restrictive or anything. It's like looking at your plans now because you've got all that data. And you can go back and say, okay, where is one area I could level up a little bit? Could I get another 15, you know, minutes of sleep? Could I get another 30 ounces of water? Could I, you know, take the bun off the hamburger? Could I, you know, it's those little, could I leave a few bites behind at each meal? It's all those little tiny changes that will get the scale moving down.
Okay. Well, okay. I will see you at camp. And what is the 2-day thing before that? Like the little workshoppy.
What is that? Or
what is it called? What do you call that?
The two-day. We just call it the 2-day.
I'll be at the 2-day too.
Awesome. Awesome. So in April. So just a few weeks.
I know.
Yes.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye. Okay, I love it. I need to make a note to tag her in the question post. Okay, Shannon, you are up. Hey. Let's see, you may need to do the join audio button. There we go. I think I can hear you. Say something.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I can hear you. You're here.
Oh, gosh. My whole body's shaking right now. And I know you're not scary.
You did it. I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
So proud of you. And I remember, I was like, is this Shannon from camp? I remember you from camp.
Yes.
Last year.
So, I've been in the tribe since October 17th.
Okay. I knew you'd been around for a while.
Yep, and have never done a coaching call with anyone. So
here you are. All right. Well, yes. What do you want to talk about besides just getting on here?
I know. So I'm hoping you can help me sort it out. But I think what I mostly need to talk about is fear and how I never feel good enough. You know, I never feel like I'm making the right decisions. I do make a decision. I question it like just crazy. And I mean, one thing that's definitely coming up for me right now is since April camp, because I was at April camp as well, I started thinking about life coaching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole time I just was like, I don't think I can do this. I'm too scared. I'm too shy. I'm not, you know, I just, so anyway, I kind of pushed it under the rug, but it keeps coming back. And so today I listened to the 4 videos and I'm like, I answered the questions and I was like, yes, I, and then I have these little, almost like horoscope things I read. And yesterday was like, listen to your soul. And so I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm asking for or even how to work through this. But,
well, what is your soul? So what is your soul telling you?
Well, that I could help people, that I could do more than I'm doing right now. I mean, I don't know if you remember, I've been a stay-at-home mom for 18 years. And before that I was in special education and I went back to work, this fall. And, that was like a huge, a huge decision and a huge, almost like a roller coaster ride of, am I doing the right thing? Oh, I don't know if this is right, you know? So, and fear, it's just like, I'm afraid of everything. I just, you know, in my job, I do my job. I think I do it very well, but I, you know, when I look at what I do, I think, that's not a big deal. So,
so when you say you're afraid, what are you afraid of? What's the worst that could happen?
In this scenario that I could spend a whole lot of money and then be too afraid to do anything with it. Maybe this will help, but thinking about when I was going back to, so I was a teacher before I had kids with, you know, I have a degree and everything. And when I came back, because I, you know, pretty much have no experience, you know, I'm back at the bottom. So, I kind of really put myself down, like, you know, look where you're at. And so I've had to do a lot of thought work around that as, of what I can be really good in where I'm at, you know, like I may be at the bottom, but I have a lot of potential or a lot of potential. Not even that. It's more just, I can make a difference right here where I'm at. So,
yeah. I mean, think about that decision you made to go back to teaching. I mean, what, or, you know, or, you know, any other kind of decision-making that you've done, any other big decision you've made. I mean, you say you had kids, right? You made a decision to have kids. I mean, it's, so you may have listened to it already, but I want you to listen to the decision-making podcast. P&P just did one a week or two ago. Corinne and Kathy did, but also the Life Coach School, Brooke did one.
Okay.
And I've listened to it probably 10 times because, what she really talks about is, you know, we are afraid to make decisions. We delay decision making because we think that there is a right decision and a wrong decision. And there's not. There is just a decision that we make. And we say that, like, you know, we're going to give ourselves time to make this decision. But all a decision is like, it's a, I mean, all that time you're saying to make the decision is just all this, you know, all these thoughts that are going on. And really a decision is just a thought that you decide to think all of a sudden. And you can literally do it right now. Just, I mean, you can decide that you're going to Life Coach School right now, sitting here, and just, and then be, and then it's decided. And the key that she talks about is you make the decision and it's as good as done. You know, it is, you don't, your mind wants to go and say, oh, well, is this the right thing to do? And all this kind of stuff. It is, it's decided and you don't ever question it ever again. And, you know, you redirect your mind, you manage your mind around, you know, no, this is the decision that I made. You know, obviously you, and, you know, you make the decision from a place of, you know, research that you've done and you make, you know, you want to like your reason, obviously, for making the decision, but then you just don't ever question it again. And, and that's, and, you know, and making decisions very quickly. I think of Corinne, because I was looking at something that we were doing for work the other day, and she just made it. It was a pretty big decision, and she, you know, she talks about buying her house and all these kind of things, and she makes decisions very quickly, and then she just moves on because she, you know, and it's so beneficial because she's not spending time questioning it, wondering if it was the right decision. She believes, she truly believes that it was the right decision because it was the decision that she made. And it's something I'm working on too. I kind of declared February as the month of decision-making for me because I wanted to just really focus on making decisions quickly and just, you know, decisively. And, you know, and it can be very powerful when, you know, it can really, strengthen our belief in ourselves, you know, and as coaches, I will tell you from personal experience, you know, as coaches, we have to really believe in our abilities and our, you know, our ability to, you know, to help other people. Mm-hmm. Because, right. You know, if we're always questioning that, you know, we can't help our clients the best way that we want to. So, it's just, yeah. So it's like, this is a great time to practice, you know, just being decisive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny when I got the preschool job, I hit submit on my application and I got a call for an interview like that evening. So there was like no turning back. It was like, oh my gosh.
Well, and like, God. You know, you said like, you know, that this whole life coaching thing, like keeps coming back, right? Like it's, you know, it's a sign, right? Or like, you know, you said you saw something on the horoscope thing. It's like, you know, you're seeing these signs of things. And I mean, I believe that's, you know, that's something, but, you know, you can,
I guess I'm having a hard time figuring out, you know, if you feel like really, committed is not the word I'm looking for, but called to do something, or that's still not the word. I can't think of it if you can, but, then why, you know, then there's just this scared, like this little girl thing of like, I don't know.
It's like, what if it's okay to be scared? It's totally fine to be scared. You know, I mean, you don't want to be so scared that you don't do it anyway. Right.
Right.
But it's totally fine to be, it's absolutely normal. It would be abnormal to not be scared, you know?
Well, and I guess through all the, it's all like, okay, well, what's making you scared? It's all the thoughts.
Yeah. It's just thoughts, right?
And it's going to go wrong or.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, the only thing that, you know, that we're afraid of a lot of times is to feel something, right? And like with this thing specifically and kind of what I've been through is, you know, we're going to feel a lot of rejection from people. We're going to, you know, we're going to put ourselves out there and market ourselves and, you know, and ask people to work with us. And some of them are going to say no. And we have to, you know, to be okay with that and be willing to feel whatever we feel, you know, when that happens. And so it's like, if we're willing to feel any feeling, then we're golden, you know, we're fine. And so it's almost like it's, you know, a fear of just feeling something, because that's all it is. And, so yeah, so it's just for you, it's just, you know, I say make a decision sooner than later, you know, I mean, weigh out the pros and cons, but then just, you know, there comes a time when it's just like, as Corinne would say, shit or get off the pot.
Right.
Yeah. And you'll feel so much better when it's decided, you know, and then it's, you know, it's done. It's as good as done. So, but listen to that pod, listen to both of those podcasts for sure.
I will. Yeah. I definitely will.
And post in that thread about the coaches, that coaches thread that we started, and let me know, you know, tag me and let me know what you thought about those podcasts.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for helping
All
me.
Right.
Face my fear.
All right. Face one of your fears tonight, right? That's and right. You survived.
Yeah. And I survived.
You're not dead or pregnant.
That's right. Thank God. All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Okay. Shannon. I love all these first timers on here. Okay. Daria. I think that's how you say your name. You are up next. Hello. Look for that join audio sign or button. I don't know. Let me see. I can't hear you. Why don't you go on? Go on out, and
there
then,
you go. I can hear there you. Go.
Okay.
Oh, good. I can hear you.
All right.
I'm not very technologically savvy.
Oh, that's all right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
From Mary Jo and from everybody else. I had a question.
Okay.
you did a Zoom call a couple of Saturdays ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the 16th, and you talked about self-love. But I have listened to that podcast twice, and there's no section of you talking about self-love.
And you posted in Facebook about this today, didn't you?
Not today, but I have. I've pasted it. I don't know if it's Facebook, but I've asked.
Or Ask Coaches. Maybe it was an Ask Coaches. No.
It was on, I think I just sent a thing to support Tribe.
Okay, that was it. That was it, yes. And I responded to you today.
Oh, today?
Yes, yeah, just a little while ago. So you probably haven't even seen it yet. I think what you're talking about is a Facebook Live that I did on Friday, February 15th. Where I was talking all about like my self-love habits that I'm working on.
That's what you were talking about, but I didn't think it was a Friday. You know what? I must have seen it that Saturday because I was trying to interject and say something and I couldn't. And somebody said, oh, it's already over.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think I saw it Saturday, but it was on the 15th. And I wonder why I've been trying.
Yes. And it was a Facebook Live. It was the Weekend Motivator. Facebook Live. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do I find that?
In the email, I posted a link onto the website.
Okay.
I gave you a link. So if you just click on that link, then you will, you'll be able to see it right there on the website.
Okay. And what is it called?
Let me just pull it up right now and I can tell you exactly what it's called. Let's see. I think Weekend Motivator, but hold on. Let's see. Okay. It's called Weekend Motivator Live with Betsy.
Weekend Motivator Live with Betsy. Okay.
2/15/19 Power Thoughts for the Weekend.
Power Thought for the Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good. I want to let you know how much I appreciated it. It was really, really powerful. I took notes through the whole thing, but I wanted to listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't find it. So I just stumbled upon it that day. So
is that something you were kind of wanting to start doing?
Yes, mm-hmm. I would. I'm a newbie, just got here in January. And, I really like the program, but I've always been a binge eater.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 60 years old and I've been a binge eater since I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And so never before was I ever able to go more than 2 days without a binge. And I went for 5 in January,
mm-hmm.
but I have not been able to duplicate that.
What do you think worked for those 5 days?
I think maybe the newness of it. And I was really motivated because it was right after my 60th birthday and I had put on some weight. I actually have always been at a relatively, I'm probably the anomaly of the whole group because I've never been more than 15, 20 pounds overweight. But what happened was I used to always be a runner and I ran, excessively. And then I had a knee replacement. And since then I've put on 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I feel way out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I feel really, of course, because I've not been this weight except for the last few years. So it's very hard for me. And basically, I don't think I would mind not losing weight if I could get the binge eating under control.
And that's really that was going to be my suggestion, that you really focus on that in terms of, aside from weight loss, to really focus on, are you still there?
Yes, my phone just did something.
There you go. Aside from weight loss, just to focus on the overeating. And, the course that's coming out in March, it's actually out already, is totally focused on this.
Okay, it's out already. And is it on the bonus courses?
Yes, it's under bonus courses. And it's called, let me just pull that up just so I can tell you exactly what it's called. Under bonus courses. Called Deep Dive Taking Control of Overeating.
I'm sorry, the what?
Deep Dive, like Deep Dive. Taking control of overeating. And we call it deep dive because, you know, in the No BS, there's the taking control module, the last module in taking control. So what I want you to do is go back and review that module in No BS first.
Okay. And then
we are going to get started starting on Monday, next Monday at 6 p.m. Corinne is going to be introducing this new program, this new deeper level of the taking control program. And so this is perfect timing for you to really, because what she really, I've reviewed the program already. The workbook and everything is out already. So you can go ahead and print that out and read it. It really focuses on, I just think it's going to be really helpful for us binge eaters because I am one as well. And, and it's, you know, it just really gets down to the heart of, you know, of why we do it and, you know, why we're escaping our emotions, you know, with food and things like that.
Right.
And I was telling somebody else earlier, she's totally rewritten the recovery worksheet for everyone. And so it's a totally new version of that.
Good.
And also some other really great worksheets.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And I was thinking the recovery worksheet needed a little revamping because it's very similar to the.
To the what?
The assessment at the end of the 24-hour plan.
Right.
They're pretty similar. I felt like I was being redundant.
This worksheet, I was telling somebody else, it's much more kind of in depth. I mean, it's a little bit longer. It's 2 full pages. It's a lot of questions, but I think it's really going to help get us, you know, get you to the heart of what's really going on, you know, when we overeat. So, and like I said, there are 2 versions. There's the really quick version, like right after you overeat, if you don't have time to do the worksheet right then. There's a, she's calling it a 2-minute drill recovery worksheet, where it just takes a couple of minutes to really write down just the thoughts that you're having right then. And then you can go back later and do the full recovery worksheet.
Okay.
Yeah. But go ahead and print out that workbook, read through it, and then be ready on Monday, you know, to listen to her teach it.
Okay. And you said Monday the 3rd at 4 p.m.?
No, it's at 6 Central Time.
So that's 4 p.m. my time. I probably said I work at that time.
Well, that, you know, there'll be a replay, absolutely. So, you know, it'll be in the replays. If you don't see, and you know, it'll be in the replays on Facebook and the videos, but then it'll also be on the website.
The website, will it be in podcasts?
It'll be in the podcast as well.
Tribe member podcast, because that's what I look at. I haven't been able to find the replays. My phone doesn't say replay. It says video, but there's no replay.
You're probably looking on. Are you looking on Facebook though?
No, I'm looking at the tribe at phpnp.com, phpnptribe.com on my phone.
Okay. And it's a little harder to see on your phone. But if you want to post in, you can always do support at pnbtribe.com if you can't find stuff. I'm so glad you emailed us today. Okay. Or you can post in Facebook if you need help finding something.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
All right. I'm glad I was able to help. But you'll see an email from me as well. And just respond if you have any other questions. Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Kim, I'm so glad you had fun on your call. And it sounds like a bunch of folks, at least Melissa, was really able to had some of the same questions. I loved that you had a list of questions. Okay. Miranda. You're up, and then I've got Kayla. I'm going to have to ask if I'm doing your name right. Hello. I think if you can find the join audio. I don't know why I'm not able to unmute you all.
Hello.
There you are.
Okay.
Okay. How are you? What's going on?
Well, I had posted in the Facebook group late last week. I'm the one with my, I found out my husband's cheating on me. So I guess kind of why I'm here. It's just some thought work here. So okay. You'll have to excuse me. I'm solo parenting tonight.
So. Oh, you're fine. You're fine. So kind of where are you right now in terms of, you know, since last week?
I guess we're just, he wants to work on it, I guess. So I'm willing to try to do counseling with him. I don't know how that'll work out or not, I guess. But I figure whether we stay together or not, for our son's sake, we can at least be on talking terms then. So right now we're separated and he's staying with his parents. So.
Mm-hmm. So you're open to that?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you? Is there an area you're really struggling with?
With my thoughts, I guess. Yeah. They just, when I get alone at night here, they just run rampant and it's hard to quiet them down.
So what kind of thoughts are coming up for you?
Just everything, just anger and hurt and just so much. It's just an overwhelming amount of emotions and thoughts. And
have you done any journaling?
I haven't. I haven't really sat down to do it.
I think that would be a good first step for you. And just in terms of getting it out, getting it out on paper. And that doesn't mean, you know, you're still, because sometimes I'll say, you know, you want to get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper. That doesn't mean they're going to, you know, leave your brain, right? But just seeing them on paper will kind of soften them a little bit and just, you know, really you can kind of recognize like what's really true about some of your thoughts and what thoughts really aren't true, right? So what is one of the most kind of the most painful thoughts that you keep thinking right now?
Sorry, he just screwed up. We're not here, so. What was your question?
What's one of the most painful thoughts that you're thinking, that you keep thinking right now?
I guess probably just about the absolute just betrayal. I'm just thinking of her with him and just can't get it out of my head. It's just.
Do you make that mean anything about you?
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to tell myself that it's, you know, it's not my fault, or, you know, trying to believe that thought that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know things I didn't do perfectly in this marriage, but I also understand that him deciding to go to another woman had nothing to do with me. That was, you know, not my fault for him, you know, to do that. He could have worked it out with me and not chose to do that. But
yeah, I think for you, it's just, you know, kind of allowing yourself to feel everything right now. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, just really getting everything out, getting everything out on paper, and then just kind of deciding gradually, you know, what you want to believe. And, you know, what you want to believe and how you want to feel about all of this.
Right.
But it's all really new. And so, you know, it's not anything that needs to happen immediately, but just, you know, as long as you're kind of able to keep going and then just work on this when you can, you know, because you've got the kids and everything else, right?
Yeah.
So I just think for you to kind of, your first step is to really do some journaling and kind of see what comes up for you from there.
Yeah. I mean, I was a little worried that I would, you know, go off the deep end as far as overeating. Eating hasn't been a problem. I haven't been able to make myself eat very much. So
Well, think about that too, just in terms of, you know, you got to be, you know, good for the kids, right? In terms of, you know, having enough energy and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, you may need to just, you know, kind of schedule some times to eat just to be sure that you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, every time I... Sorry.
No, you're fine. I keep my three nieces once a week, and I can't imagine doing a coaching call with one of them, but it's fine. It's fine. We've had kids on coaching calls all the time. So,
okay.
So yeah. So just do some journaling and then kind of see what comes up and then come back on. Kathy and I will be on Saturdays and Tuesdays. Okay. You can kind of talk more specifically about some thoughts that you may want to work on. But again, it sounds like right now you're really just right where you need to be in terms of like being aware of your thoughts and feelings, you know, focusing on what's important right now and kind of just making, you know, decisions on kind of how you want to move forward in terms of, you know, move forward however you want. You just want to make those decisions from a place of, you know, of love for yourself and your children and, you know, and really what you want to do and what's best for you. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's probably it. Okay. I'll try, you know, do some journaling and get some of it out on paper. That might make a world of difference. I've had so many, my sister was here all weekend and haven't had much alone time to sit and think with it. So,
and like, even if it's, you know, if it's in the middle of the night or something and you're, you know, your thoughts are just swirling, just get up for a minute, you know, keep a notebook by your bed and just write down whatever you can. And I think that'll really help with, you know, sleeping better and not being up with all the thoughts swirling around in your head. And then, you know, and then like you said, you can come back again and we can kind of work on some more specific thoughts.
Okay.
In terms of what's working for you and what you want to work on.
All right.
Okay. All right. And keep posting in the Facebook group for support. Go back to that thread if you need some more support. And, you know, we're always here for you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Take care, Miranda.
You
all right.
Too.
Bye. Okay. All right. Kayla. All right. Hello. Let's see. Can I hear you? See if you can find that join audio button. Are you there? She is. Oh, I can't hear you. See if you can change your settings or something. There we go.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi, Betsy.
How are you?
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's up? How do you pronounce your name first, by the way?
Kylea.
Kylea.
I had a call with you last month.
Yes, I remember.
And you suggested that I do the self-care course.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, straight up, I'm really struggling with that course. And so my Marco Polo group said that I should probably call and reconnect with you a little bit and see if there's something that I'm... I don't know exactly what they're expecting, but they're expecting something.
Uh-oh. Okay. We better do something then.
Pardon?
I said, we better come up with something then in terms of, you know,
we better come up with something is right.
Yes.
So I've been, the one thing that I committed to was, the planning every day and doing my assessments. And so I'm starting to panic because I'm on day 64 and I have not lost any weight. And part of it is because I am having a lot of overeats, related to emotional eating still because mm-hmm. I'm not in love with myself. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's it in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so when you say you're struggling with that course, what are you struggling with in that course?
Well, you know, the selfies and the, you know, talking to your body and just telling, you know, being grateful for it. I'm pretty mad at my body. So, and at myself for letting it get into this condition. And then I had heard, and I think that this might have kind of struck a chord. I had heard a coaching call, and I can't remember if it was with Kathy or Corinne or maybe even you, but the girl had lost some weight and she had been noticed at a store and a guy had said something to her and she was kind of offended by it and everything. And then it kind of brought back that whole flood of emotions that I have been trying to hide myself for the last 32 years. And being big, even though you're the biggest in the room, nobody notices you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense that you can be the largest person in the room and nobody's acknowledging that. I guess it's the elephant in the room kind of thing. So after I heard her call and Corinne's response or whoever the coach was mm-hmm. response, I was like, that if somebody did that to me, I would probably freak out a little bit and because it didn't even happen to me. And I'm just like, oh, I wouldn't know what to do with that. So, but at the same time, I want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. I have a 13-year-old son and a 17-year-old son, and my 17-year-old has autism. And so he's going to need me around for a little longer than, you know, say I have five kids. So my older three kids, you know, they're pretty self-sufficient. They're all out on their own, but TJ's probably going to be with me longer. And, Alex just had his like 30th surgery. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're both special needs. I need to be healthy for them and I just can't seem to get my act together. And the self-love course, my Marco Polo group, my friend in my Marco Polo group is going to start it. And she said, maybe if we do it together, mm-hmm. it'll be easier because it's not easy.
And it's not supposed to be easy, you know? It's like, you're right. I was just going to say, you're right where you need to be in terms of like the emotion is coming up, all of this, you know, you're aware of why, you know, you stayed overweight all this time. But it is right now you're at a place where it's like letting go of the anger and being like, this is why. I mean, you could really even think of it like I stayed overweight because I was protecting myself out of love for myself.
Okay.
You know,
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. I mean, because like if you were really wanting to hide, you know, we're always just wanting to protect ourselves. Because ultimately, deep down, we all love ourselves. I mean, we want to stay alive, right? I mean, most of us do, right? And so it's like we do love ourselves deep, deep down. But it's like we have to kind of figure out how we love ourselves, you know, to realize that.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. And so for you, it was like wanting to hide, you know, wanting to protect yourself. And so, but that came ultimately from a place of love. And, you know, and everything that you do ultimately comes from a place of love and protecting yourself. So I think kind of just being aware of that and, you know, in your journaling and things, you could even ask yourself every day, you know, how am I loving myself today? How did I love myself in the past? Because for you, you've got to kind of reconcile the past and decide that you made choices in your past, again, out of love. And they are, you know, the past is gone. And so you can just decide, okay, you know, and this is, you know, with practice and work, but it is, you know, the past was for me in every way. You know, I did everything out of love for myself, and it brought me to where I am today, right now, where I found PNP, I found my accountability group, I found the self-love course, everything else. that's the easiest way to, I think that's the best way to think about the past. The easiest way. Okay. It brought me to where I am today. Stuff hadn't happened, I wouldn't be here because I would have lost weight already, you know, but no, I was supposed to not, you know, lose the weight until now, until I found PNP and, you know, in this wonderful community and all of that. And
it is a wonderful community.
Yes. Yes,
it really is. And I am very grateful because I've done every diet known to man.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fail. I mean, I know we're supposed to fail until we figure it out. I just don't want to quit on myself.
Yeah. And I mean, and the only, and that's easy, right? The only way to not quit is just keep going, right?
Keep going.
I mean,
yeah.
But you're allowed to fail. You're allowed to mess up. You're allowed to go off plan for, you know, 3 months if you want to. But as long as you just come back, you know, you're not quitting, you're not failing. And I mean, that's what's so amazing is that, you know, there's really no way to quit unless you just, you know, quit paying your money and, you know, go back to whatever other diet or whatever. So it's, you know, and everyone is on a different journey, right? Everyone is, you know, is doing their own thing. And so it's, yeah. So it's, what else is going through your mind?
I think that's pretty much it. I'm glad we're going into the deep dive on the overeats though, because, the binging has got to stop.
Yeah.
And I don't think of myself as a classic binger. I don't eat like, you know, a whole pizza by myself or anything like that. But I will start eating and not stop. Like, I'll just graze throughout the day. And then the next morning, I'm still not hungry. But I get up and eat anyway and continue to graze throughout the day.
So what's going through your mind when you're doing the grazing?
Well, it's usually when I'm trying to avoid doing something that needs doing, or I'm overwhelmed. I'm a full-time student right now, and some pretty tough courses. And so whenever I'm sitting down to study and I really don't want to study, I'm like, what's in the kitchen that's calling me? And there's always something that's calling me. And I answer. And so my accountability group, we've been sending each other our daily plans for a while now, but now we're going to be sending our assessments afterwards so we can talk about how we actually did. And I'm looking forward to that because I think they'll spot some of my things where I'm missing it. Like, I mark everything that's off plan and I mark everything that I overate on my 24-hour assessment. So I am keeping track of that data.
Are you doing your recovery worksheets?
Yes, and my recovery worksheets.
Okay. And you know, there's a new version now.
Yeah, because I use the off plan and the overeats, how many per day. I use that to do my recovery worksheet and kind of dive into it. But it is mostly when I'm tired, and I'm tired because I'm staying up late to study, and I'm getting, you know, not very much sleep. And
so it sounds like you're looking for relief, right? You're looking for a break.
Yes.
From the study.
And Corinne has said, you know, when you need a break, you're supposed to take one. Right. Doesn't mean eat.
Right.
And
also the food is not talking to you, right?
I know.
Food doesn't talk.
It's my brain playing a trick on me. Those stupid Girl Scout cookies.
Right. I had another friend today talking about those darn Girl Scout cookies. So,
right?
Not the only one. So...
And their cute little faces. How can you say no?
I'm serious in that, you know, kind of watch what, you know, how you talk, right? Like, watch how, you know,
okay.
It's you know, it's just kind of something you're used to saying and, you know, and being kind of funny about it. But it's like our brain kind of hears it as like, oh, food does talk to us. You know, our brain will just believe whatever we say and whatever we think. And so it's just like, you know, really getting real with yourself and getting honest and saying, you know, it's not, you know, I can have this food in the house and I can choose to just take a break while I'm studying and not, you know, and not eat it if I am not hungry and it's not on my plan and that kind of stuff. Okay. But the course for next month is going to go into all of this. Really in depth. And there's some awesome worksheets, not just the recovery worksheets, but some awesome other worksheets. I'm going to go through the course just, you know, page by page, worksheet by worksheet. And I want you to, too. But I don't want you to give up on this self-love course. I mean, I want you to kind of, you know, you don't have to, you know, set yourself a deadline or anything. But, I mean, you know, just gradually go through it. Because, again, it's doing what it's meant to do. It's bringing up thoughts and emotion for you. And, you know, and that's so it's exactly, you know, you're exactly where you need to be with that in terms of, but you know, it's not comfortable, right? All the time. It's not fun, but it means that it is working, you know, you are doing the work and so just, you know, allow yourself or kind of, you know, just work on it a little bit at a time. So that you don't, you know, kind of get overcome with stuff all at one time and get overwhelmed.
Okay.
Yeah. So just keep doing your work, keep doing that self-love course, get into the course next month and just keep moving forward. Just don't quit.
Not going to quit.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Betsy.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Anybody else? We got about 15 minutes. While y'all are here, let's see. While y'all are deciding if you want to raise your hand, I thought maybe I would look up the the new course and kind of let's see. Sorry, y'all. I'm just trying to bring it all up here. Here we go. Deep dive. Deep dive, taking control of overeating. I could share the screen. Let's see if I can do that. Y'all see this? I think y'all can see the deep dive. Let's see. Now I can't see y'all's comments. Oh, what have I even done? There we go. So y'all can see the deep dive, right? So again, for all of you all who are getting ready to do this course in March, and again, I highly recommend it. It's amazing. Every Monday at 6 p.m., we'll be doing a different thing related to this course, right? So we'll be doing the first Monday will be, let me just pull up the calendar too while I'm at it. Move this. I've got like three screens going here. So y'all bear with me for a second. Okay. So the first Monday is the fourth coming up. There would just be the full workshop where Corinne, she has a full keynote presentation and she's going to be going over this entire course. And then the next Monday is a Q&A at 6 p.m. totally on this course, right? On just all about overeating. And that's on the 11th. And then the 18th will be the member makeover episode or course or class, Zoom, whatever. And that's when she has usually three folks that come on and she coaches with them specifically on the topic, which is overeating, right? And then finally, the last Monday will be the watch party for the success stories. And so, you know, we just had the success stories for this month, yesterday, last night, for accountability. And so next month it'll be on overeating. And so we'll have a watch party. So that will be every Monday evening. And then in between time, y'all can just be doing the course. And so what it, how it's going to kind of work, you know, like I said, you have a workbook, so you can print here. This just takes you to the link to all of our workbooks, right, for all of our courses. And so Taking Control of Overeating is this one. And you will see this is kind of what's in there. So y'all go ahead and print that out and start reading it if you want to. And so there is the workbook. Make copies of the worksheets and use as needed. And so on this page, there are, there are in all the individual worksheets for this course. So the ultimate recovery worksheet, that's what it's called now, I think. And then the 2-minute recovery drill, that's what I referred to in a while ago. So there's actually two different recovery worksheets now. And so the 2-minute recovery drill is just the shortened one where if you don't have time to do a full-on recovery worksheet, because it's always best, y'all, to like process and overeat as soon as you can after it happens, to where it is all fresh in your mind. You know what thoughts and feelings were going on. You know what, you know, situation you were in, and you can like process it right away. So that's why it's that, well, that's what that 2-minute recovery drill worksheet is for, is if you don't have time to do the full recovery worksheet right after, then you can at least get a good like thought download about what was going on at the time. And then all these other worksheets are it, are part of the program. I mean, it's a million in terms of our worksheets on urges, changing your diet beliefs. We talk a lot about fat girl thinking in this course. And so y'all know about the worry bucket where you kind of assign, you know, set aside time to worry. And this is the same kind of thing where you set aside time to have all your fat girl thinking at one time. And so you do a worksheet about all the BS thoughts that you think, you know, all the fat girl thinking you have. And then you, you know, you address them all at one time. So that is really powerful. And then I love this if only worksheet. Talks about like, you know, you're putting your life on hold waiting for weight loss. And, you know, for so many of us, it was like, oh, I'll be happy when I lose weight, right? I'll just, you know, if I just can just lose weight, everything will be good. And it's all about like, you know, enjoying your life and living life now. And then that will make life even better when you do lose the weight. So, yeah, so that is the course. And, but again, so it says here again, review module 5, the taking control module and OBS first before Monday. I really highly recommend that. So you have everything fresh in your mind there. And then she also gives you links to all the coaching calls that we've done on overeating, which is a bunch. Of course, As Coaches is always available. And then the Food and Feelings workbook, let's see, is that an Amazon? No, that's linked through her kit store. Let's see. Where's that book? Because I actually have that book. This is the kit store. If y'all haven't been here, I've actually been working on doing some updates to this, so it's fresh in my mind. But this is the book that she took a lot of this information from. It's called the Food and Feelings Workbook, and it goes right along with all of the work that we do. It goes right along with the model and everything else in terms of our thoughts and feelings and actions and things. So highly recommend that book as well. So, all right. There we go. So that is the course. Does anybody have any questions? If y'all have any questions in the Q&A, I can answer a few questions, or I will just get on out of here. But yeah, I'm so excited about that new course starting because, you know, that's what we're all about here is, you know, is losing weight, right? And we are most of the time we're not losing weight because we're overeating, but we are overeating because we are wanting to avoid, you know, feeling things. And so that's what this course is all about. It's all about, you know, really looking at why you overeat and then what you can do to, you know, to move forward and, you know, and lose weight and while managing your mind at the same time. So, all right, y'all, I don't see any other questions or anything else. So I'm going to get out of here and probably head on to bed pretty soon. I've still got a little bit of a cold and I'm headed out of town. Actually, Corinne and Kathy and I are headed out of town to Dallas on Thursday to a life coach school event. So we're going to be taking a little time away to do some professional development. And Mary Jo will be holding the fort down for us for a few days, but we'll be in and out too. So Karen, here's a question here, and this will finish this out. I overeat when I spiral with multiple thoughts. How do I calm that down? So just like I was talking to Miranda about, if you ever, you know, are aware of just thoughts spiraling around in your head, you know, it's almost like, you know, I mean, literally like a spiral, like you see kind of the same thoughts, you know, going around and around and kind of having the same conversation around and around again, that's when I would really encourage you to stop and write them down. And, you know, and that's going to be something new for a lot of you folks, right? Where it's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm just used to eating. I'm just used to eating to calm this down. You know, I'm used to, you know, kind of distracting myself from my thoughts because I don't want to, you know, feel the feelings that the thoughts are, you know, that the thoughts, you know, thoughts are creating these feelings that you don't want to feel, right? And it may be something like anxiety. It may be sadness. It could be any feeling, right, that you're wanting to not feel at the time. So I would encourage you to just decide, okay, the next time I get into this thought spiral, I'm going to stop, you know, get to a place where I can just, you know, even just type on my phone. I can write down a little notebook. You know, we're not talking about a big, you know, manifesto here. We're just talking about like some way for you to kind of, and this is also like a pattern interrupt, right? You know, you're used to the pattern of having a thought spiral and overeating. That's your pattern. And so now it's like, okay, let's interrupt that pattern. Let's try something different. It's going to be uncomfortable. Your brain's going to go crazy. I mean, it's already spiraling. And then it's like, wait a minute, we're not going to answer this with food. What are you doing? Something's gone wrong here. This is not right. You know, your brain is going to throw a fit. Your brain is going to, you know, is going to kind of be yelling at you. And that's where you listen to your brain and you write down what it's saying to you so that you can, and that really kind of neutralizes a lot of the thoughts. You know, a lot of times our brains are telling us stuff that are absolute, you know, things that are absolutely not true, that absolutely make no sense, that are absolutely ridiculous. And I don't say that in like a judgmental way. I say that in a way of like, you know, like we've been, you know, answering these thoughts and feelings with food for so long and they just aren't even true. Right. And like, that's okay because, you know, our brain, you know, it's doing what it's designed to do. It's just trying to protect us. And, but it doesn't, you know, we don't have to believe everything that our brain is saying. So, so just get it out on paper. You know, so that you can really see it in a more kind of objective way as you write it out. And I have done so much journaling, y'all, where I will write stuff out and then I look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Like, this is the story I'm telling myself. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, I could tell myself, I mean, you know, it's all totally up to me what I, you know, the story that I tell myself about anything. I mean, I can decide that I have blue hair. That's an example that Brooke Castillo uses. Like, I can just decide to think that I have blue hair. And if someone's like walks up and says, no, you don't, I'd be like, Yes, I do. I mean, you can just believe it in your bones if you want to. So, I mean, you can believe whatever you want. And so why choose to believe something that, you know, that leads you to overeating, right? So that's a long answer for write about it, get aware of it, and then that will, you know, calm it down right there, just when you kind of do something new and you interrupt that pattern. And then over time, you can decide, okay, instead of this thought spiral, what do I want to think about whatever it is? And I'm assuming, Karen, you're talking about like a specific situation, something that, you know, causes stress or anxiety or something for you. And you can say, okay, I want to, you know, I'm going to practice thinking of it in a different way that doesn't lead to overeating. And then, you know, this whole process, I'm not saying anything about this process is easy or comfortable, but it is like the work of our lives, right? It's the way that we are going to change our lives. So that's the advice I have for you on there. But Karen, I would love to coach you sometime on this, or, you know, or go in to ask coaches and talk about your specific situation. And we can coach you there as well. So, all right, y'all, I'm going to get out of here. It's 8 o'clock. And let's see, we are taking off Saturday for office hours. So we will not have an office hours on Saturday, since Kathy and I both will be in Dallas in our training. But we'll be back on Tuesday. I almost think we haven't decided who's going to do it yet on in March for all the different slots. So it'll be a surprise, whoever it is. And, but yeah, one of us will be on Tuesday and Saturday every week, in March, other than, let's see, what is other than the second. So, that's this coming, I can't believe it's March already, y'all. This month has flown by. But we'll be on. So you'll have your opportunities for sure to get coached. All right, guys, take care. Talk to you later. Bye.